Hey, welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that has ever existed, a podcast on the Lughole Network. It's just me this week. I'm just doing a solo episode. I just wanted to hop on. We're going to talk about some of the new music that I've been listening to. Not all new. Some of it's a little bit nostalgic. I haven't done a solo episode in a little while. I think I took some time off with my last episode, and then I had a two-parter doing drinking songs, old episode, and I really like that episode. I really like both those episodes. I think those are fun. I've wanted to do drinking songs for so long, so if you haven't listened to those episodes, go back, listen. I had Jacob from Big Yellow Praxis on, and they were really fun. So today I'm just gonna talk about some of the stuff I've been listening to. Some of it is, like, new, some of it is old that I'm just kind of, like, feeling nostalgic about or, like, learning about for the first time. We'll get into that in a second. But before I tell you about what I've been listening to, follow me on all my socials. I'm at James P. Crowley on Instagram and TikTok, James P. Crowley 68 on Twitter. Lots of good stuff happening on both of those, so yeah, let's just get right into it with my first pick for this week, which is Q4 by Father John Misty.
Simone writes, didn't love much consequence, unless the feed is how you pay the rent. In your work of some semi-man, sits inside the weekend book editor's desk, and while they have not mentioned it, she must watch roses get thrown at less. Oh, the indignity. It was just the thing for them.
Father John Misty, Josh Tillman, he's back, baby. I always get excited for a Father John Misty album. I'm a pretty big Father John Misty fan. Although I will admit that I wasn't crazy about his last album. I wasn't the biggest fan of God's Favorite Customer. It had a few songs. It had moments that I liked. It had the sounds that I liked. It had the type of sounds I'd expect from Father John Misty, but it also wasn't really as, like, self-aware and, like, I guess kind of, like, critical as an album like Pure Comedy or I Love You Honey Bear were. And this kind of feels like it is. I like this a little bit more than the other song that's come out so far, Funny Girl. And there's lots of, you know, kind of, like, this is kind of like a snooty, like, we're gonna get it in for Q4, be ready for the holidays, which is funny because this song came out during Q1. I think this album is also a Q1. I have to double check the release date for the full length, but it is, you know, it is just kind of that classic Josh Tillman snooty, snotty, you know, but, like, kind of winking and having fun with it that I want. That's all I can ask for from Josh Tillman and Father John Misty, and, you know, it got me excited, and I hope that this album is just as good as the last. You know, I when I went back and I listened to God's Favorite Customer, let me pull up the track listing on that. I think that had the song Mr. Tillman on it. It did. Mr. Tillman was great, and so was the songwriter, and I liked the way that God's Favorite Customer sounded. But I don't go back to that nearly the same way that I did for, what was that album? Pure Comedy or I Love You Honey Bear. But we're going to keep on rolling along into my next pick, which is God is a Freak by Peach PRC. Is that a shirtless daughter of him? Or is it just luck-based? Listen, I'm just confused with the work that he's doing, and I mean this respectfully. God is a bit of a freak.
quasi watching me getting railed on the couch, damn pure for a wedding. He's got fucked up priorities. God is a bit of a freak, like what's the fixation on hating the way he creates? So why would I spend my eternity with God when he's a freak? Why is he watching me getting railed on the couch, damn pure for a wedding? He's got fucked up priorities. God is a bit of a freak, like what's the fixation on hating the way he creates? So why would...
God is a freak, Peaches PRC. This song, it was pushed on TikTok for a very long time. I kept seeing ads for it. I kept seeing people talk. I think I came across the original video organically. And then when I kept seeing the ad, I was like, I can't wait to fucking hear this song. And I will admit, the song isn't as punchy as I want it to be all the way through, but I still think that that chorus is hilarious. I love God is a freak. Why is he watching me getting railed on the couch, staying pure for a wedding? That is a fucking incredible line. It's like, you know, it's funny and it's snooty, and, you know, I like songs about religion. I'm filled with my Catholic guilt. So, you know, just having her go, you know, God's getting a freak. God is watching me while I'm having sex. God's a voyeur. God has a voyeur fetish is that speaks to me. I think this is very fun. I think the chorus is fun. I kept saying I thought this was gonna be the song of the year. I don't think it will be, because I don't really like the verses nearly as much as the chorus, but it's still just a fucking fun song through and through. But we're gonna keep on rolling along into my next pick, which is The Work by Frank Turner.
Listen to what you said in the first place, and that I should have been your friend. But I finally tidied up the garage like you asked me. I put some laundry on both our clothes this time, and not just mine. Cause we've both been doing our best, skirting round the edges of perfect. Darling, I know this, it's the work that makes it worth it. It's the work that makes it worth it.
I'm a big Frank Turner fan. That should come as no surprise. I've been excited about this album. I think I've talked about a different song from this album each time I've done a solo episode so far this year, which I think is only like two or three, but that doesn't matter. I've always been a big Frank Turner fan, and obviously if he's releasing an album that's more hardcore focused, I'm gonna be into it. I didn't love his album that came before this, but I felt like this song was great as a love song. I like love songs that aren't ballads. I like love songs that are a little bit heavier, songs that are a little bit louder, a little bit more fun and intense, and you know, it got me thinking about my own relationship, and it got me thinking about like how love is work, which is corny to say, but it's true. And I thought that it was a really nice romantic song. I also feel like if you do prefer a more traditional love song, he also did an acoustic version of this song on the deluxe edition. So they're very worthwhile checking out. This whole album was great. Like, I was really blown away by this. I had high expectations but not high hopes, if that makes sense. I was like, oh, it's called Frank Turner Hardcore, it's got to be incredible. But also, since I didn't really like the last one as much as his past albums, I was like, I'm not gonna like this the same way that I have the other records. So I was very impressed by this. He's doing a tour this summer that's 50 states in 50 days. I kind of want to go, mainly because New York is early in that run, and I feel like later in that run, he will be very tired. But we're gonna roll on in to my next pick, which is Immersion by Zeal and Ardor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the way that hyperpop influences a lot of music that has become popular, I feel like this is a good example of the way that I think that hyperpop will end up influencing metal, because this song is kind of experimental. And I mean, I interviewed Manuel from Zeal and Ardor like 3 or 4 years ago or so, and I remember he had like a pop project. And I mean, listening to this, Zeal and Ardor, they kind of made their name as being the metal band that that combined black spirituals and black metal, and this album for the most part leans much more into that metal kind of territory. There's a lot of songs that are a little bit more hard rock, songs that are a little bit more new metal-y. I really like Death to the Holy a lot. I like Church Burns a lot. There's a lot of songs on this that I'm just like, oh fuck, I've been listening to this when I'm going out and doing comedy and doing open mics, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is getting like, it gets me hyped, it gets me stoked. You know, even more so than the past Zeal and Ardor albums have. But then you have this song where it's just kind of like lo-fi, like mellowed out beats. And then he's just fucking, you know, throwing those little black metal like interludes in the middle. It's such a fun piece, and it's such a fun change of pace. And it's a good combination of this and I wish I could remember the name of his other project off the top of my head, but I can't. But that's also worth looking into. Let me pull it up because I'm here. Actually, no, I'm not even gonna do that. We're just gonna roll on in to my next pick, which was Still Dre by Dr. Dre.
Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure. Check me out. It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on things.
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets.
I looked it up, and Manuel from Zeal and Ardor's side project is called Bird Mask. It's a little bit poppier. I wasn't as into it as I was Zeal and Ardor, but it's a very different change of pace. But anyway, we're talking about Still Dre by Dr. Dre. I didn't do a Super Bowl episode because I never do a Super Bowl episode. This is not a sports podcast. But I really love the halftime show. I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, I feel like halftime shows in general are kind of underwhelming. And I'll be honest, I feel like a year from now, I'm not really going to care about this halftime show. But in the moment, I really enjoyed it, and I had a lot of fun. And when they closed with this song, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, I'm like, these are all hits. These are all incredible. You know, there were some things I would have changed. You know, there were some artists I wish had a little bit longer, or I wish did a slightly different song. But I mean, I feel like, you know, this was a perfect way to close it, because it was Dr. Dre's Super Bowl, you know, where everyone else was just kind of a player in that. You know, I know Eminem got a lot of attention because he's probably the most famous of all of them, or he at least has the most vocal fan base. If you want to fight me on that, send me a DM. But I mean, I feel like overall it was a lot of fun. I don't know. I really liked going back to this. And speaking of Eminem, we're going to go into one of his songs, Still Don't Give a Fuck, from the Slim Shady LP.
Here's a sword, body pierced with this. Living the mark, never giving a fuck. Give me the keys, I'm drunk, and I've never driven the truck. But I smoke dope in the cab. I stab stab you with the sharpest knife I can grab. Come back the next week and reopen your scab. A killer instinct runs in the blood, emptying full clips and burying guns in the mud. I've calmed down now, I was heavy once in the drugs. I could walk around straight for 2 months with a buzz. My brain's gone, my soul's worn, my spirit is torn. The rest of my body's still being operated on. I'm ducked the fuck down while I'm writing this rhyme, cause I'm probably gonna get struck with lightning this time. To all the weed that I've smoked,
yo, this blunt's for you.
To all the people I've offended,
yeah, fuck you too.
To all the friends I used to have,
yo, I miss my past, but the rest of you assholes can kiss my ass.
So fast when your blood spilled, it was still blue.
Oh man, I used to love this album so much. I still do. I still, you know, after the halftime show, I was like, you know, I could really go for some old school Eminem. So I went for it, and I really liked. I don't. It's just a great tune. It's probably the best song off the Slim Shady LP. Because it's dark, but it's still, like, it's not him being goofy. I really don't get the sense that he's fucking around. And there's a lot of great lines in this. It's very funny, very self-referential. You know, I did not think they were going to do this at the Super Bowl, and so I was not disappointed that they did not. You know, I was rooting for them to drop a guilty conscience in there, but that also was not going to happen. But, yeah, I, you know, that's the power of, like, something like a great halftime show, where I could go and be like, oh, you know, let's go back and listen to the Slim Shady LP for shits and giggles. And yeah, and I mean, Emmy was mad, because that night I was, like, doing dishes, and I was like, all right, I still don't give a fuck, y'all can kiss my ass, you know, it's so great. I love that record so much. But so we're going to step away from nostalgia a little bit now, go back into a new release. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this artist's name right, but it's something like Yule. Don't be so hard on your beauty.
With you, I no longer have tainted flesh where violation tear my dress before you took me.
I may have pronounced I think I may have said the wrong name. I don't know if I said don't be so hard on your own beauty, but it, regardless, you get the picture. The name is in the description. We're going to say Yule, just because that's how I've been saying it in my head. This is from Yule's sophomore album, Glitch Princess, which I had never heard of Yule. I was checking Pitchfork one day, and I saw they got a very good review, and I was like, all right, cool, I gotta check out this album, and I did, and I was, like, kind of blown away by it. I was like, oh, this is, like, hyper-pop, but it's also not, you know, like, crazy. It's not, like, crazy intense. You know, some moments are. It gets a little distorted and wonky, but for the most part, it's not, you know, it's not, like, grinding. And this song in particular is kind of a ballad. It kind of reminded me of, like, the kind of, like, acoustic pop punk, like, emo screamo band songs that I used to listen to when I was in, like, ninth grade. You know, so I was listening to this, and, you know, the only difference, it's an acoustic guitar, you know, there's some synths and some drums and things like that, but, you know, it's just an acoustic guitar song with auto-tune, and I really like it. You know, it's kind of pleasant, it's kind of, you know, relaxed, kind of melodramatic, which I also really like. You know, I love someone that's not afraid to take their depression to great heights. Yeah, I really enjoy this album. There's a song called I Heart You with a heart literally in it. The last song is 4 hours long and it's just like a drone. And I didn't listen to that whole thing, but it is there and it's interesting. I was listening to it and I was like, wow, when's this going to end? And I was sitting on the train and I was like, oh, wow, this is going to go for 4 hours. So I did not listen. Mainly because I was at my stop. I probably would have because I was also reading while I was listening. But yeah, it's a cool album. It's worth checking out. We're going to roll on into my next pick, which is also an old song, but it's a new song to me. It's called Nights Like These by Lucero.
It's nights like these that make me sleep all day. It's nights like these that make you feel so far away. It's nights like these, but nothing is for sure. It's nights like.
If you follow the podcast on Instagram or you follow me on Twitter, I forgot to plug the podcast's Instagram, James Crowley's Infinite Playlist on Insta. You know that February is MWE month, Music Writer Exercise. So I'm listening to a new album every day that I've not listened to before. And I'm listening to it front to back and then I'm writing a tweet about it. I have seen Lucero, don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, live once. They opened for Frank Turner. Funny enough, back a few years ago, along with the Homeless Gospel Choir, the Menzingers were supposed to open, but they had just played New York, so they were not on the show that I saw. But Lucero were opening, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. You know, they're kind of like a Jason Isbell, like country, you know, Americana type band with that sort of punk rock attitude, but I was like, oh, you know, this is kind of cool. Never totally clicked for me. I don't even remember if I listened to any of their albums afterwards, but for MWE, I was like, oh, you know what, let's go with a Lucero record. So I put on their album Tennessee. That seemed to be the most popular one on Apple Music, and I listened through to it, and I was like, this is incredible. It's kind of like Drive-By Truckers, kind of like Jason Isbell, which, I mean, that's kind of the same thing. But, you know, a song like this, I was like, oh, you know, it's kind of raw and raunchy and boozy and, you know, makes me want to, you know, just kind of like sit alone on a summer night, you know, have a drink and, you know, cry, which is all we could do. You know, there's a lot of good lines in this. You know, it's very repetitive, you know, but it's poetry. And I hate saying that, but there were so many songs on this album that I really thoroughly enjoyed. So, yeah, Lucero's Tennessee blew me away. I want to go back and listen to more of their stuff, but I also want to save stuff for next year for MWE. But I think I'm gonna bite the bullet and I'm gonna become a full blown Lucero fan. But we're gonna roll on into my next song and my last song, which is Death Follows by Ghost Fame.
When we die!
try this one more time. Ghost Fame, Death Follows. I have been a Ghost Fame fan for, I think, like 2 years now or so. I think I found them in 2020 when Luke O'Neill included them in Welcome to Hell World. Yeah, and I've been following this band, and I was so happy when they announced that they were putting out a new EP this year. And I'm hoping that they come to New York. I really want to see these guys live. But yeah, hardcore doesn't necessarily make me happy, because that's like the way, but it gets me hyped. And that's what, this record did. It's really intense. It's really heavy. It's kind of political. And, these guys are just writing some of the catchiest songs in hardcore right now, besides a band like Turnstile, or The Armed. And this is one of those standout moments on this whole EP. There's also an acoustic song. I think it's the song that comes after this in this very short EP. If you have, 20 minutes, listen to the whole thing. It's incredible. And you like hardcore. You like heavy music. So, yeah, I highly recommend giving Ghost Fame a listen. But those are the songs that I've been listening to for new music, for nostalgic purposes, for, just feeling, for exploring music that I maybe didn't know before. If you like any of those, please let me know. Follow us on Instagram. Send me an email. I don't know. I'm James Crowley, and I'll jam out with you next time. Bye.
This has been a Lughole podcast.